Well, once again, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good whenever you are listening to this. This is Pastor David speaking to you, and thank you, any and all who are listening in. Today, we're going to add another instrument to our orchestra of peace. We have spent some time together over the last few weeks looking at the subject of peace, and we have emphasized each week that peace for the Christian is not achieved by just one special key to your life. It's rather a collection of truths that combine together to form a beautiful symphony of peace in our souls. So we're going to add another instrument to the orchestra here today. And the instrument we're going to add is that of wisdom. Wisdom brings peace. I want to show you that from Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. And I'm going to read that right off the bat. The scripture says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." You know, there are many things around us for which we have no control. We don't have control of the weather. We have little to no control over the governing officials around us. We have no control over what the driver behind us is doing, or for that matter, the driver in front of us, what they're doing. And actually, when you stop and think about it, we don't have control over a lot of things in our lives. A couple of weeks ago, I was working on a video sermon to post online, and I got into a bind. For some reason, YouTube would not process the file. Apparently, this happens to a lot of YouTubers at times. And it happens from time to time. If you try to upload things to them, they just will not process the file. And I had left myself plenty of time to ensure if there were any difficulties, but apparently not enough time. And it was Saturday night, and everybody was expecting this thing to be ready by Sunday morning. I did not finish finally getting everything done till after midnight, totally out of my control. There are people, however, when they think about things being out of their control, who seem to live, there are certain people who seem to live as if everything were out of their control. And you can hear it when they talk. Everything and everyone to such people are against them. My family member does this. My neighbor does that. My boss says this. My local law enforcement enacted that. And as such, they live in a world of turmoil where all sorts of bad things are happening to them, and they think that every one of them is the result of someone or something else. Turmoil is not particularly helpful to finding peace in your life. Here's something I discovered a long time ago through helpful teachers and leaders in my life. Many people who are the least peaceful people are reaping the consequences of bad, poor, or sinful choices in their life. Many people who are the least peaceful people are reaping the consequences of bad, poor, or sinful choices in their life. Some people have, in other words, turmoil in their finances, not because they've had bad things done to them or hard things happen to them, but because they've just mismanaged their money. As a result, they don't have financial peace. Some people have turmoil at their places of employment, not because they have bad employers, but because they themselves are not good employees, and as a result, they don't have peace at work. Some people have turmoil in their relationships, not because of things that people have done to them, but because of the sinful ways they themselves have treated others, and as a result, they don't have peace in their families. Some people have turmoil in their neighborhoods, not because their neighbors are such bad people, but that they themselves don't know how to get along with people. And as a result, they lack peace in their neighborhood. Hear this carefully. I'm not saying that every person who has turmoil in their life, that the cause of that lies in it themselves. I am saying that if you find turmoil in your life, we all should at least have the humility to ask, what part have I played in it? And that's where our text in Proverbs comes in. Let me read it again from Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." Note here that those who do not forget the law of the writers of the Proverbs, but instead keep those commands, the laws of the writer of the Proverbs, the one who keeps and the one who takes to heart these things, such a one will have peace. That's what the text says. Now, the book of Proverbs centers around wisdom and the encouragement of wisdom among its readers. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is not just knowing something. In other words, wisdom is not just a knowledge thing. There are a lot of people who think that wisdom is such. A person might have a computer brain who could just kind of spit out all sorts of data and facts that they have learned. You can find such a person, but they still may not be a wise person. There are many people who know a lot of facts and truths, but are, to use the label that the book of Proverbs uses a lot, a fool. A wise person in Proverbs is someone who receives instruction and training. It's someone who has insight and sense into the matters of the world. It's someone who deals well in the world. It's someone who knows discretion and shows it. It's someone who knows God and his ways. Wisdom is not just knowing some things, but how to take what we know and use it to rightly and justly and skillfully navigate the challenges of life. And friends, there are challenges. These challenges threaten our peace. For instance, let's just take one aspect. There seems to be 10 million ways in which a person can blow it financially and thus wreck their financial peace, to take one aspect of our life. And you know, when you are a mess financially, it does not lend itself to a peaceful life. Our devices in our hands, our screens in our living rooms, the billboards on the highway, the carefully placed products on the end caps of our stores, all of them appeal to us to spend money that we ought not spend. Then there are the business ventures and investment opportunities that can make or break a person financially. There are the challenges of when to borrow and when not to. And all of these things are ways in which a person can get tripped up financially and thus can have their peace ruined. In fact, you can make bad financial decisions that can affect you for years and even decades. The same is true when it comes to one's relationships and one in one's neighborhoods, in your workplace, and so on. We have challenges that can threaten our peace. Now, Proverbs gives an abundance of truths that help a person become wise so that that wise person can navigate through those challenges. There are lakes which have low spots in them, or sometimes objects that are large in them that you cannot see from the surface and you can't see from a boat. It's always helpful to have signs that point them out. There are rocks that can ruin your boat or mess up your motor. Proverbs is full of truths that help us navigate around those potential danger zones in our lives in the same way that those signs help us to navigate our boats on the waters of the lakes in which we place them. We can navigate around those potential danger zones that would cause turmoil in our life. Instead, Proverbs points us to the deep waters where we can enjoy life and thus have, as Proverbs 3 verse 2 says, peace. Now, the way Proverbs does this throughout its entire book is to provide stories, analogies, parables, and short, pithy statements. That's a crude way of describing a proverb from which this book draws its name. It helps to guide us so that we would not crash into something that would bring chaos into our lives. And if you read through Proverbs, it covers an abundance of topics essential to peace in our lives. It deals with just general foolishness, safety, sexuality, friendship, family, parenting, child rearing, finances, business transactions, how to be a good neighbor, how to be a good citizen, how to be a good political leader. It helps us with joy and happiness versus fear and shame. It deals with all of these things and many more on an extremely practical level. And one of the reasons it does so is so that our lives, according to Proverbs 3:2, would be full of peace. Wouldn't have turmoil, but we'd have objective peace around us. Now, I'm going to say something that's not popular today, but if you look at people, for instance, who have engaged in sexual activity outside of marriage, it rarely results in peace. You have unexpected pregnancies and diseases. Those are the easy things to point to. But I, as a pastor and as someone who's worked with people on these issues over the years, I would point to the loss of trust between spouses that occurs. I would point to the deep-seated fears that there might be someone else out there that my spouse loves more than me. It just doesn't end well. Those things that we do 10, 20 years ago can sometimes rear their heads 5, 10, 15, 20 years into our marriages. These issues just pop up and cause pain and turmoil, and thus peace disappears. Proverbs helps us to make choices that would prevent those turmoils from popping up in our lives. If you watch parents who do not take to heart the totality of biblical wisdom in regard to raising their children, it leads to chaos in the home. You watch people who try to blend families after an unbiblical divorce and now remarriages, and the results are often extremely stressful. A book like Proverbs helps to cut those things off at the pass. It has instructions and keys to navigate the challenges of life so that we don't end up in those places. Here's a truth that I have had to say to many Christians in my life, and should the Lord tarry, I know I'm going to have to say it again. I often tell people, you know, there are some things and choices we make where we just have to live with the consequences. There's just some choices we make that we have to live with the consequences. Here's the thing, I don't want you to get there, and neither does the writer of Proverbs. So get wisdom, get it now. Especially get it if you are young, so that you will have peace in your life. Now, it's not just me who's begging you of this. The scripture demands it. Proverbs demands it. Listen to the pleading language that occurs in the book of Proverbs for us to pursue this kind of wisdom for life so that we would have peace and a good sense of life. So let's start in Proverbs 3, 19 through 23. Here's what it says. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so that they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. Proverbs 4, 1 and 2. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to my understanding and to know it. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Here's another, Proverbs 5:1. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Proverbs 6:20 and through 22. My son, keep your father's command. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. Finally, just one more. Listen to the words of Proverbs 8:1 through 7. Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. And you can hear in these verses in Proverbs this pleading for us to get wisdom. And it's not just these. There are literally dozens and dozens more where you will hear this kind of pleading occur. Get wisdom. The result is peace. Let's make sure that our lack of peace is not a result of our own unwise choices. Now, let me say briefly that if you are in a place in which you are facing the turmoil of your own unwise or sinful choices. Let me encourage you by saying that things can change. They can change. You can start by first admitting your failures. And that means confessing your sins. It means confessing your sins. That might involve confessing them to people you have sinned against. Second, you can seek to institute changes in your own life. In other words, you can start to live wisdom. And third, you must wait patiently for the fruits of righteousness in your life. And patience is the key. Wisdom and her fruits of peace take time to grow and to blossom and to bear fruit. This week, I'm praying that you would find peace. My prayer specifically this week is that wisdom would guide you to peace. Thanks for tuning in. The Lord be with you all.